friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Amber Mae Show. I'm so glad you are here today because Jeff Wagner of the Patriot Review asked me to come on his program. And so I have that on today, on today's episode, so you get to see what we did on his show right here on the Amber Mae Show. So I hope you'll like, share, and subscribe. We're going to hit some of the top headlines that have hit you and I this coming week. So I hope you will like, share, and subscribe, all those top headlines. Hey, if you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is go into theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel like you can donate, $5, $10, $100, whatever you feel you can donate. That would be amazing. I always add more content, so you can join me on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social, Amber Mae, Frank Social, Amber Mae, and Cloud Hub, so you can find me in those locations. If you're looking for a wonderful gift to give someone, check out thecommandersartist.com. When you're there, he has some beautiful artwork that you will just fall in love with. And when you check out, you can use my name, Amber, and you can save some money right there. So thecommandersartist.com. Use promo code Amber at checkout. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Jeff Wagner.
Here with Amber Mae, one of my favorite folks to have on the Patriot Review. Amber, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so fun to be here.
It's always a pleasure. There's all kinds of crap going on every day in our wonderful country and around the world. I know you always have something in store for us to share your perspective on all the events and garbage and good news and bad news and everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. So what you got for us today?
Lots going on as always. It wouldn't be interesting if things weren't happening, right? So, you know, they always want to put President Trump and indict him for nothing, a whole bunch of nothing, made up stuff, right?
Right on.
But when there's actual crime going on, it's like they're trying very hard to like brush it over the rug, not to actually prosecute. And that's because for so many years, and it's been a process in the making for decades, a 100-year war, right? They've been putting their people strategically in places so that the agenda of us falling to communism so there could be a one world government happens. The reason why they're going after America so hard is we are the one stopping the one world government. They can't have globalism if America is still standing. So right, they have to attack us, take us down, destroy what we are, a constitutional republic, not a democracy, constitutional republic, in order, they have to destroy that in order for globalism. So with that being said, I just wish they would finally just prosecute the guy, but I'll share a story with you right here. This is from Fox News. So Fox says, from sex clubs to strippers, here are the five most scandalous or salacious details from the Hunter Biden indictment. And so the highlight of those, I'll just give you the highlight and we can talk about it. Hunter Biden Thursday indictment on federal charges in California revealed more than just his alleged failure to pay taxes over years long period, but rather that he was actually doing with the millions he was making in the time frame. And so according to the indictment filed by the DOJ special counsel David Weiss in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California, Biden spent hundreds of thousands of dollars specifically on adult entertainment and women, including a sex club membership and strippers. From 2016 and 2019, Biden allegedly spent over $680,000 paying that what the indictment described as various women, including people he had romantic or sexual relationships with. When I hear that, I always think of Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Yeah.
Well, you made a point at the top of the show that, you know, there are people who violate the law for real, like the Clintons and Hillary Clinton, or 33,000 emails versus Trump, who's got the Presidential Records Act behind him. But
yes,
go on.
Exactly. So he had romantic and sexual relations with 188,000, paid for $188,000 on this adult entertainment, including sex club memberships, exotic dancers, and strip clubs between 2016 and October of 2020.
So does that mean a Biden can't get, because does that mean a Biden can't get any without paying for it?
That's what I was going to say. Like, he was married.
Yeah.
A couple times.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and we know that Daddy, the hair-sniffing pervert pedophile, is, you know, led by example there, so.
Right. I mean, he was married to his first wife for a long time. I want to say close to 20 years. I don't know. I don't follow the Bidens that close. I do know his first wife. They were married for a very long time. He's currently married now. I would be so grossed out to be married to him. I wouldn't want to touch him with a 20-foot pole. Like, the guy grosses me out. If you have to pay that much for sex, and it doesn't make sense to me, because even ugly men, right, that have a lot of money and power, they get women like crazy.
Well, sure, it's about the money. That's what I was going to say is, I don't know the woman, but my guess would be that she's, you know,
she's now, not a great I like person Jelly either. Roll's music, but he's not my taste in men. He has tattoos on his face and all over his body. He's kind of a big boy, but his wife is gorgeous. Why? Because he has money. He doesn't have to pay for sex. He's married to a beautiful woman.
Oh, he is paying
for
sex. It's just in a different way.
That's true. That's true, Jeff. You're funny. You're hilarious.
That swimming pool I gave you. Yeah, that's that comes with strings attached there, baby.
I guess you're right there. So I'm like, oh, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. Does he have such a bad addiction that he has to pay for it when he's a married man? It's so gross.
That's a very addictive personality, doesn't he? I mean, the drugs.
Yeah,
and the drugs.
And then, I mean, he has to be in a sex club. If I was married to him, I think sex would stop, because I don't want to get an STD.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding.
So he is involved in a sex club. So I guess they just go there to this bill. I don't know. I don't know how a sex club works, but obviously they're having a lot of sex with a lot of people. Oh, just so gross.
I tried to get into one once, but they said I wasn't qualified, so I had to go away.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I wasn't rich and I wasn't good looking. So, I mean.
The defendant spent the money on drugs, escorts, girlfriends, luxury hotels, rental properties, exotic cars, clothing, and other items of personal nature. In short, everything but his taxes. The indictment read, the total of $872,000 was a portion of the millions Biden allegedly spent in those years before ultimately receiving financial support between January 2020 and October 2020.
Charlie Sheen.
Now, why does this matter
so
much?
By the way,
what happened in 2020, Jeff?
Well, COVID happened, for one thing.
Yeah, but Joe Biden became "quote unquote president of the United States" in 2020.
I blocked that out of my memory. It's a disaster.
It was a disaster, but like, you don't think the average person this would have mattered to? Like, if they would have known about this,
of course,
right? So they the news media, the social media, were finding out we're all in cahoots together to suppress all this information.
The FBI, yeah.
So that normal everyday people wouldn't know about this. That being said, I think he still would have been president because of the cheat, but I think more and more people, had they known about this and he still would have won, there would have been more up in arms about him winning. The Biden crime family has taken money from China and other countries around the world. And so they're selling national security. Why else would these people be getting paid so much money? Selling national security.
This is where I'm really just so disgusted with the DOJ and how gutless they are, because Biden should have been charged literally for treason, death penalty on the table for what he did with the $85 billion of military equipment, leaving that in Afghanistan.
Oh yeah.
You know, I just
Afghanistan was terrible.
Yeah.
And the Ukraine thing, I mean, think about how much corruption's regarding Ukraine. They don't want to stop with Ukraine. Why? Why don't they want to stop funding Ukraine? I
Well,
mean,
because
there's
it's a
so much,
money laundering
it's a
operation.
money
Just
laundering
like
operation.
Kamala Harris coming out and saying, "Hey, we're going to spend $3 billion to help other countries with climate change, and guess what? We're going to put it towards gender equity and all this
Oh,
stuff."
we have a gender
Right?
equity kind of sort of tiny sort of kind of story coming up. So, yeah, to your point, but yeah, for sure. There's so much crime happening in Ukraine. Our money is funneling into Ukraine to help with more crime, and then these people get paid back, and they're doing it off of your money and my money, the money that we pay to our federal government in taxes. They're using that in a very corrupt country. And then they get the kickbacks from it. It's money laundering. They don't care
Yeah.
about the Ukrainian people. They just care about whatever deal they made with whatever criminal organization in Ukraine. They don't care about our border. Why should we care about another border? And how come we're the
Exactly.
only ones funding this? This, we have a whole ocean between us and Ukraine. What about all the Slavic countries next to Ukraine? What about all the European countries like Belgium and France and Italy and all of the countries, Germany, how come they're not doing anything? Why is it always on the back of the American people? What I loved about Donald Trump, he took us out of the Paris Climate Change Accord. Then he was saying to NATO, why are we funding all of this army when it was supposed to be an international thing? Why is it only on the backs of the American people? So he was making them pay a higher share because they're paying next to nothing and getting this army provided to them for next to nothing because the American people were going to pay for it with their tax money. I mean, this is ridiculous. And the fact
It
we have
is
a two-tier
ridiculous.
justice system that Donald Trump, who already paid off his bills from the banks in full, so there's no victim, is in court for some foolish stuff just so that they could take him off of the ballot in
Yeah. You know,
2024.
that really pisses me off where they say that he's not qualified to be on a ballot. I talked about that today, and it's like, so you got a president who created a peace deal in the Middle East, who gave us the best economy we've had in history, who didn't start a war, unlike the four previous presidents. It's you know, and more, actually, more than four. And it's you know, it's mind-boggling that this guy Biden can be in the president's seat with all the crime that he and his family are proven and known to have committed. And these stupid radical left-wing DAs and AGs are going after Trump, and their day is coming. Their day is coming. They themselves will be on trial in the near future.
That's why they're there, because it's been a 100-year plan to take down America.
Yep.
So they put their people in office so that they don't actually prosecute the crimes of people in office that are sitting in office. And so you're looking at the first family use evading tax money. If I evaded that much taxes, what do you think would happen to me, Jeff?
Well, of course, he'd be in jail right away.
Yeah, everything be taken
Yeah,
from me.
right.
They would seize my income. I wouldn't have money. They would seize all my assets. But Hunter Biden, I mean, this article, I'll share screen with you again. I mean, it's big money. It's big money. And he's able to get away with that. Over 872,000 was just a portion of the millions that he
683,000
spent.
thousand described as various women.
Yeah.
Third bullet point there. It's a wow.
Yeah. So that kind of
Wow.
really it ticks me out. A two-tier justice system, good for me, but not for thee. Good for me, but not for thee. So, and it was interesting. I thought that was so strange. It happened in California that this indictment. I'm like,
I did too.
really?
Yeah.
Isn't
I
that
did too. I'm like,
strange? Like,
Gavin
I did
Newsom
not
was going to
expect
help
that.
him out. You know that.
I did not expect that at all. Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is 2. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So 1 tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
Hey everybody, this is Cash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code. And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. So that was just interesting. So another article that I wanted to share with you today, this one comes from the Washington Examiner, and I love this. I absolutely love this. Penn State loses $100 million in donation as squad rep says anti-Semitism is being weaponized. So I don't know if you saw what happened recently in a congressional hearing. I think it was a congressional hearing. Where they had that representative come up and she talked to all these universities that had all this anti-Semitism protests at the universities. And she was asking, so you don't think this is considered hate? You don't think this is considered, and they would all have the, they were all rehearsed by an attorney. You know, they were rehearsed by an attorney. And they were just like, it's so frustrating because it's just like Bill Clinton didn't have sexual relations with that woman, right? And he was very well rehearsed in that. Or yeah, just like anytime any of the leftists come up, they're always really rehearsed. They already know what they're going to say. They stick to it. They don't deviate from that statement. As frustrating, even if it's a yes or no question, they don't deviate from the statement. So none of these universities were admitting to what was happening on their campuses as heinous acts of violence and crime. So the article says, the highlights of the article says that the University of Pennsylvania lost $100 million donations over controversial congressional testimony, okay, from the school's president. Ross Stevens, former CEO of Stone Ridge Asset Management, told the school of his move in a letter from his lawyers obtained by Axios. In it, they cited President Liz McGill's testimony as the impetus of the rescinding of the gift, and they mentioned broader problems with the college handling the anti-Semitism. So also, on Thursday, UPenn's Board of Trustees held an emergency meeting. A university spokesperson told CNN, following urging the governor Joshua Shapiro, the House announced an investigation into the school as well. So this is great. I love that that $100 million in donation just left the school like that. Mm-hmm. Something like that could take a school under. I mean, these Marxist education camps.
Yeah, you look, people, if you haven't been paying attention, just look up college layoffs. The colleges all over the country are laying people off because they're not getting people coming in.
Yeah. I mean, that I love that these people are voting with their wallet, so to speak. Yep. You know, they think that they can get away with this stuff. And and weaponized schools to be anti-Semites and scare Jewish people from being able to attend schools. I mean, I thought we came over this with the civil rights movement. Didn't we surpass this? Why are we circling back to something I thought that we've already overcome by a landslide? I mean, because this is just
because destroying Western civilization depends on dividing people. And that's the same reason they're going back to segregation. What sense does it make to ever go back to segregation? What would Martin Luther King Jr. say about segregation coming back? I mean, it's all about dividing. You know, divide and conquer is the saying, right? That's what they're attempting to do.
Yeah, so I was really proud at those people withdrawing their donations from the universities. Again, all it is education, a re-education camp. These schools, that's what they're doing even from kindergarten. I mean, it's an education camp. Are they really educating? Are they teaching about gender fluidity? I mean, do we really need to know about that? Does that have anything to do with knowing how to solve a math equation or writing a proper grammatical sentence? Not at all. Like, so why are we deviating from the ABCs of school? We send our children to be educated on how to read, how to write, how to do math. We need to know where we came from with our history to know, you know, some pitfalls to avoid moving forward.
Instead of teaching 8-year-olds how to give blowjobs to other boys, you know, I mean, it's disgusting. And again, they go for the most radical and fringe elements of society to push because it destroys our foundational beliefs and everything else. And, you know, you got 3% of the population controlling the direction of the country. It used to be that the majority had a bigger voice in saying, you know, this is what we believe and this is what the country represents. And that's all gone by the wayside. It's upside down.
If you want to change a country, you start re-educating the children. Hitler do? He had his own children camp, so to speak, where he re-educated.
Youth,
yes, the Hitler Youth. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. And that's what they're doing here in the United States with the youth. They are trying to change the thinking of the children in our nation to get rid of the belief and foundations that we all hold dear. We believe in liberty. We believe in the liberty and the pursuit of happiness. We believe in life. You know, we believe that we should be able to in capitalism. Beautiful right. thing about market, capitalism yeah. is you could be dirt poor and you can end up becoming a billionaire someday, you know, by working hard, inventing something, getting better educated, because there's so many programs out there that almost anyone in America could reach higher education, build a life, like a career of some kind. And it's not like a caste system where if you're in this situation, you can never move up. In capitalism, if you have enough grit, the possibility of you getting all the way to the top, being a CEO, being a billionaire is possible. But the way they've handled things and changed things in the financial world, it is destroying capitalism. It's creating more monopolies, which is not allowing people to move up. And then with the universal basic income on the horizon, that's gone. That's absolutely gone. That's called communism, fascism. You cannot move up in life. You're going
to
be
the leftists and the communists. They believe that there's only so many pies to go around, and you got to divide those pies up equally. But the fact of the matter is, and America proves it, that you can invent your own pie. And your new idea, your new gadget, whatever, your new service that you offer, it doesn't take away from the existing pies. It creates a new one. It's a new wealth stream.
Right.
And that's what the free market's all about. And, you know, it's all done on purpose. It's all done on purpose.
Yeah. All done on purpose. We have to get America out of the way for globalism to take over.
Yeah.
And it's been 100 years that they've done things subtly that we couldn't see it. But now they're kind of scared. So they're rushing things and things are more in our face now because, wow. They overplay their hand in COVID. They overplay their hand in 2020. Now people saw through the lies and now they're in panic mode and now they're trying to rush their plans along. So it's really right in front of our face.
And it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's getting more and more dangerous too. You know, you hear about Trump assassination plans and things like that. It's
Which I hope they don't do that. I really, but,
well,
I really
if they
hope
do,
they
that,
don't do that,
then there's going to be a reaction that, you know, and maybe that's what they want, but.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I just hope for his safety, you know.
Right, right.
He's a good guy. So the Western Journal had a news article kind of to what you were alluding to, sort of kind of. Blue state sets fire to find toy stores that don't have gender neutral sections under new law. And this is from the Western Journal.
What state is this?
You want to take a guess?
New York or California?
Uh-huh. California. Yeah. Yep, California law described a nannyish overreach that takes effect next month, requiring major retailers to have a gender-neutral section for toys and childcare items. The 2021 law, which now the approval of Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom, requires California department stores with over 500 or more employees to create a gender-neutral section of toys, regardless of whether they have been traditionally marketed for either girls or for boys, according to the New York Post. I mean, really, if I was in California and I had a business, this would make me want to close up shop and yep. move to another state.
Well, remember, these are the people that call us fascists, right? Yet they have to control every aspect of life, how much you eat, what you eat, whether it's plant-based or real meat, how much you can drink, if it's a soda, you know, 32 ounces versus 16, what kind of energy you can use, how much you can use to heat your home or air condition your home, all your ideas, we'll censor your ideas. I mean, these are the freaking fascists. These are the real fascists that are on the planet right now, and nobody can argue against that.
Why do they care about every little detail about controlling everybody's little
because
life?
Because they're miserable people who want to impose whatever their stupid beliefs are on everybody else. And, you know, I don't give a damn if you're a tranny and you want to have a sex change. It's your business, but don't force it down my kid's throat. I mean, that's my business.
And that should be an adult decision, not done while your brain is not mentally mature enough to make that decision. I don't care if your parents are okay with that, because here's the thing that parents aren't thinking down the road.
Right.
If you do that to your child, they become infertile forever. There's no going back from that. And what if someday they regret their sex change? And you were the parent, right? They were immature minors. And they are mourning the fact that they'll never be a mom or a dad. And they're going to look to you as the parent and say, why did you let me do this? Exactly. You were the adult. You were the one in charge. You took something away from me that I'll never be able to get back.
The answer is because they're not the adults. These are the entitled safe space morons that can take no personal responsibility and whine and cry and pretend that they're always the victims. This isn't related. It isn't related, but it is. I was just watching a documentary on, it was the white girl who was imprisoned in Italy.
I don't remember.
All right. I can't remember her name. Oh, Amanda Knox. Amanda Knox. So Amanda Knox is, you know, her defense is trying to defend her in court. And she originally said that it was her black employer who may have murdered her roommate. And of course, everybody jumped on, well, you're just saying because he's black and you're, you know, using the race car, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And then they find another guy who was an acquaintance of Amber, her boyfriend, and her roommate, the girl that got murdered. They find his thumbprint in blood on the pillowcase next to this girl's body, his DNA all over the place, and they still throw her in jail. And it's like, okay, this is race wars gone amok when you have stuff right in your face, right? And it's similar, I think, to being willingly blind to facts and being so emotionally detached and emotionally damaged that you push this crap and you actually end up victimizing everybody around you. And that's what the schools are doing. When they're pushing this crap, it's victimizing all these kids. This is what the government in California is doing by having this law, right? They're victimizing all their
retailers,
their business owners, their retailers, and their tax base is going to go away. It's going to be completely non-existent.
Oh, there are is say, a Bye. Story. There's a story out there about how, let me see if I can find it, how California is really hurting big time. Let's see if I can find it. But, you know, I know these parents that get their these sex change done, they really believe that it's going to be for the best interests of their kids, and they do it. And the thing is, what the media isn't telling you is that someday that kid might come back to you and be very angry with you, and that could destroy your relationship with your children down the road. Maybe you think right now that it's okay. And no big deal, and your kid goes along with it. But there might come a day where your kid is going to be really angry with you because they were not mature when they made that decision, because they didn't realize it was a life-altering decision, and because they're not thinking of wanting to have kids at the time. I mean, they're not thinking right now. At least most young adolescents aren't thinking that, you know, kids are on the brain. But someday it might be when they mature and decide this is what they want. So I don't know. There was a news article about...
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
Hey, this is Boone Cutler, and you're listening to The Amber May Show.
Do you love coffee? Well, you're not alone. Over 150 million Americans drink more than 400 million cups of coffee each day. But does your coffee love you as much as you love it? According to the University of Santa Maria in Brazil, the average coffee today contains up to 117 pesticides and over 30 mycotoxins. And long-term pesticide and toxin exposure has been linked to many health issues such as Parkinson's, asthma, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and more. So perhaps the problem is in your cup of coffee. But don't worry, Java Boost Coffee is here to help. With Triple Lab tested organic coffee, coconut cream, ginger, turmeric, and the newly discovered muscadine grape with over 100 antioxidants, and better still, no pesticides, mycotoxins, there's no roasting, brewing, grinding, measuring, or even sweetening. Java Boost Coffee reduces hunger and cravings, stabilizes blood sugar, and promotes mental energy and clarity. Just add a scoop of Java Boost to hot or cold water, and you're ready to enjoy the delicious cup of gourmet, healthy coffee for less than $2. How much are you paying for your unhealthy 117 pesticide and mycotoxin coffee? Look, we all love to drink coffee. Let's drink coffee that loves us back. Let's drink Java Boost coffee. Simply go to cuppahealth.com today. That's cuppahealth.com. Be sure to use the promo code AMBER and save 20%. You can even order a single sample of Java Boost coffee for just $1 and try it before you buy it. Just go to cuppahealth.com and use the promo code AMBER and save 20% today.
Listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
How bad it is in California, and I can't find it, but I read it this morning. I was like, yeah, it makes sense. When you have laws out there making it to where you have to have this general neutral toy, who cares? Who cares what ABC store has? If you want a gender neutral toy and ABC store doesn't sell it, go somewhere else. This is capitalism. You got choices. If ABC store doesn't want to have it, they shouldn't have to have it. This is capitalism. If CDE store wants to have gender neutral toys,
go shop there. Let them have it. Don't penalize stores for doing that. This is their business. Here it is. Here's the article.
I was trying to look up the suicide rate because it's astronomically higher. Those people that have reassignment surgery.
It is.
I can't find the rate, though.
This is the Gateway Pundit, what you just said. State of California now facing record deficit of $68 billion, according to nonpartisan analysis, because their policies fail.
People, this is why we need to get back to the gold standard, too, because these people will just print more and more paper, and it becomes more and more meaningless, and they don't give a damn, you know, at all.
California people have fled into Arizona. The price of homes in Arizona is just crazy. The average home is about $400,000 to $500,000, where it used to be in the $100,000 to $300,000 range, $100,000 to $300,000 range. Now it's $400,000 to $500,000. The state of California is now facing an eye-popping deficit of $68 billion, according to a nonpartisan analysis. It's become so expensive to live in California that people are buying fewer homes and businesses are hiring fewer people. Why? Because of crap like this. They're getting fined and everything. And plus, people are stealing money. If it goes up to $1,000, no one's going to prosecute for the crime. They're stealing the merchandise from these stores. They're finding the crap out of these stores. So why would I want to stay open in California?
No, you wouldn't. And that's why everyone's leaving.
Yeah. Right. If my stuff is getting stolen, I can't prosecute. And you're going to fine me for not having gender fluid toys or whatever the thought of the day or the soup du jour is of the day, why would I want to stay in business?
These people have to virtue signal themselves into getting credit. They want the pat on the back. They want the attention. Oh, aren't you a wonderful, sensitive person that's just so loving and caring? They fight against each other to make the most woke statements and most woke policy decisions, so that they can virtue signal and be seen as, you know, this wonderful person. And it's a joke. They're fascist, period.
Fascist. And the other thing is, like I alluded to before, so many of them are coming to Arizona. Add the massive population loss suffered by the state for the last 2 years, and there's much less taxable income, basically, in the state. And this man, they're going to put to run against Donald Trump in 2024. This is who they're going to have in the tailwind. I can just see it now. Do I have absolute facts? No, I do not. But they are setting this man up, who's destroyed not only as mayor in San Francisco, but as governor in California. And when he debated Gavin Newsom, when he debated DeSantis. Florida's governor DeSantis, he lied the whole time. It was just one lie after another, after another, after another.
All you need to do is look at what's in the news, right? So he went to China to do what? To kiss Xi's ass and said, okay, I want to be, this is what's going to happen when I become president, when we try to cheat again and take the election away from the American people.
Exactly.
They're setting the guy up. You know, I've said for, I don't know, months now that Newsom's going to be the candidate. Biden's, you know, just yesterday they were talking about debates, and Biden's campaign is saying, well, you know, we're not to that point yet, whether or not we're going to have debates or not. So it's like, yeah.
They're also worried because of the sex scandals, and they're also worried that the congressional hearings from the Biden crime family's money laundering operations and taking money from foreign nationals, they're worried about all that stuff. I think there should have been an impeachment already. When you find out all this money that they've taken from foreign countries and pocketed in their own pocketbook, they impeached Donald Trump for a fake document that Hillary Clinton's campaign created,
which she should be in jail for.
Yet there's real evidence from suspicious activity reports to bank transfers, all this stuff into the Biden's account.
Right.
And we don't have an impeachment yet. Like, why not?
He's got the media arm lying for him and, you know, spreading their propaganda and not paying any attention. I saw, you know, Fox News likes to throw up this minutes spent on this story versus that story, and they had the minutes spent on one of Trump's indictments and the minutes spent on Biden in the mainstream media, and it was literally like, you know, 400 and some minutes to zero for that week or something. It was it's just a controlled narrative. The whole thing's a joke. It's like reading 1984 and seeing the truth police or the information police out there controlling everybody's thoughts.
Well, that's the plan too with 2030. That's the plan. They want to implant a chip on everyone's brain. Did we do the upload show together?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
They even said it. They want to put your a chip in your brain so that they can know everything there is to know about you. It's like,
yeah, well, less. You know what they can do with that.
I don't understand. Like, I don't really care, Jeff, what you do and what you don't do, what you drink, what you eat, how you sleep. I don't care about any of that stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why does your life affect me that much? It doesn't. Right? If
well, they're all narcissists.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to control my neighbor's life. I don't want them to control my life. It's called the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in our founding documents, right? It's just, yet there's the narcissist people want to control how much meat I get to eat. They want me to eat bugs. They don't want me to own anything. They want to eventually control my thoughts. It's like, oh, you guys are insane. Yeah. And these are the people with the money.
Well, they're not going to win.
No, they're not going to win because the people with the money are losing money. When you see a Penn State lose $100 million and you see Budweiser losing money and you see Target losing money and you see Disney losing money, praise the Lord.
You know, I just had a thought. Maybe conservatives are the new group that is really working on redistributing the wealth. Maybe we're working on or should work on taking all their money away from them and putting it towards conservative people, conservative causes, conservative businesses. Maybe we should redistribute wealth and see.
Well, we are. You and I are part of that. Exactly. And because we have partnered with companies and businesses, small businesses that love our nation. And when they use our promo codes, whether they find it on your website or they find it on mine, they're getting a discount for the products, number one. Number two, they're supporting our program by doing that. And number three, we're supporting a small business that loves our country. And we are taking our money that we would buy with ABC Fascism Company. And now we are supporting broadcasters like you and I, because we're not produced by Pfizer. And our listeners and viewers get a discount, and we're supporting a small business owner that loves America. So you and I are part of the solution, and anyone who listens to our programs and uses the promo codes are part of our solution. And so I want to thank any of you guys that have used any of our promo codes, because you are part of creating that new sense of wealth, that new redistribution for those that love America and want to keep America free. So thank you for all of you guys that use our promo codes. You can find it on my website, theambermayshow.com, under the promo section. And then on your section, it's the Patriot, the redbloodedpatriots.com. Is that your website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where do they find the discount codes there?
I have affiliate links that will take them directly to the pages. It's on the top. There's a scrolling little picture box. But otherwise, it's in my
patriots.com, right?
Yeah. Red-blooded. Otherwise, it's in my show, you know.
No notes.
Talk about that. But
right.
But yeah, you know, and we could use more of that. There's people having a hard time financially. It's the other part of the problem here is that Biden's got such a crappy economy that people are suffering. So,
yep.
Any donations appreciated, that's for sure. Any support, for sure. Any use of the codes, but. Well, awesome. Thank you for bringing us those articles, and I don't know, try to forget it now and have a good weekend. That's hard to do, but you got to, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much for letting me be on your program today.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.